WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Republicans and Democrats reacting to last night's presidential debate and the performance of both men. Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock from Georgia.
I almost forgot how much Donald Trump lies. I mean, the man stood there and lied for 90 minutes straight. That's a rare talent.
And Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik from New York.
They have to hide Joe Biden. If this is what Joe Biden, this is his performance after a week of being in debate camp, that's catastrophic for him and an embarrassment.
Now, the matchup sparking a fresh round of calls from some Democrats for Biden to consider stepping aside. The U.S. Supreme Court out with more rulings this morning. Some cases still left to be decided. One on whether the January 6th rioters should have been charged with obstruction and whether Donald Trump should have absolute immunity from criminal prosecution for anything carried out while in office. Iranians going to the polls in an election to replace hardline President Ibrahim Raisi, who died in a plane crash earlier this year. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Three developments are slated for Baraboo's South Side, and now the city is closer to establishing a TID, or Tax Incremental Financing District, that to incentivize the projects. The Common Council on Tuesday approved another step in creating TID 13 in a 5-3 vote to incentivize the area just north of Devil's Lake State Park. The three developers, Devil's Lake Hospitality, Valhalla Valley, and KMD Properties, already own land plots and are planning to add housing, lodging, and commercial properties in that district. Tuesday's vote now allows a financial advisory firm to move ahead with drafting a project plan for the area regarding the planned developments, along with coordinating a joint review board meeting and public hearing for residents. Those meetings are set for August 20th. A vote to officially establish TID 13 is slated for September 24th. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today and tonight. Our high today right around 75 with wind out of the south at 15 to 25. Tonight 67, tomorrow sunny 82. On Sunday sunshine, high of 73. If you need help with back taxes, Tax Solutions Now can help. Give them a call today, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 57.
99.7.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning, and happy Friday. Oh, I love being able to say that. Just think about it. We're a few short hours away from another weekend. Rest and relaxation, or at least that's the plan going in. Hey, at least the weather's going to be beautiful, right? Just got to get through the rain today. Here's Blues Traveler on Max FM.
Oh, once upon a midnight, dear, you woke with something in my head. I couldn't escape the memory of a phone call and of what you said. Like a game show contestant with a parting gift, I could not believe my eyes when I saw through the parts of a trusted friend. And did you humor me and tell me lies? Yeah, humor me and tell me lies. And I'll lie to you.
say you want a leader, but you can't seem to make up your mind. I think you better close. Let me guide you.
Purple Rain, there is Prince. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 12 minutes after 7. You know, with the rain falling this morning, Finn, we had that Super Bowl moment there recreated. Prince singing in the background, a little light rain falling. Ah, welcome to Friday, I guess. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great. Great to hear Prince. And oh, what a miracle that we made it to Friday.
I know.
It's like a Christmas miracle in June.
I feel like Friday is Christmas for adults, but it comes every single week. I've said that for a really long time. The older I get, the more I believe that, right? Because you kind of leave some of the responsibility behind for a couple of days. Part of it, some of it, not all of it, because, you know, there's other things that divide your attention, but you know, it's just nice to not have to worry about other things for a couple of days anyway.
Exactly.
So rest and relax. At least that's always the goal going in. I don't know if it always works out like that. Usually I'm busier on the weekends than I am during the week, which is kind of crazy and a weird phenomenon. But once in a great while, we get a little rest and relaxation around here. So I'm always up for that. Now, did you do anything exciting yesterday, or was it just another day at the Finn household?
Can we talk poop, Maddie?
You mean like the fact that Aspie had to have hers examined for her yearly appointment yesterday, and I walked around with a bag of poop in my car for like 5 hours? I was like, I've got to get this to the vet. I've got to get over there. But that was my extent. What happened in your house yesterday?
Okay, so Sunset, of course, is very finicky about where it is she takes care of business.
Right.
So yesterday I'm taking them out for a walk. So Sunset and Theo both out for their walks in the afternoon. Sunset starts doing the dance. Mm-hmm. You know, she just can't find the perfect spot to take care of her business.
Mm-hmm.
She finally is about ready to, but just as she's about ready to, Theo decides that he's going to take care of number two. Okay. So I'm holding on to both dogs. Sunset's kind of doing the dance. Theo's taking care of business.
Sure.
And as he does, let's just say his canine remains do not properly fall to the ground. Okay.
It's
like hanging there on his fur. Meanwhile, he's getting aggravated because he basically has poop nugget hanging from him. Okay.
Aww.
So he starts doing the dance. And, you know, you cannot, with Theo, you have to be really careful. He doesn't like anybody, you know, getting close to his backside.
Sure,
all right.
Sure.
He's very sensitive to that. Okay. So here I am with both dogs, and they're both kind of doing the loop de loo, just going round in circles and circles. And I'm like, oh, guys, come on. Meanwhile, I'm a human wishbone because they're both pulling me in both directions. Theo's got a poop nugget hanging from his butt that he can't get rid of. And Sunset can't decide where she's going to take. Oh, sometimes just being a dog owner. Finally,
sounds
everything
very exciting.
Worked out the way it should. But wow. I mean, what the neighbors must think is going on. He's like, what is happening?
Well, if they have dogs, they understand. They've been there, done that. I mean, it's one of those things that as a dog owner, if you see another dog owner out on the street and that's happening, you're kind of like, sorry, dude, you know, kind of thing. Yeah, you can definitely relate and feel a little empathy all at the same time.
Yeah.
Now, the big question is, though, was Sunset ever able able to settle in and do what she needed to do out there after Theo's shenanigans? That's the big question.
She took like another 45 minutes to take care of what it is. You know, the funny thing is,
she'd been distracted. So, there were things happening around her.
So I've been rehearsing for Romeo and Juliet, and it's like, I feel like the true tragedy that I'm encountering is with my dogs, not with the Shakespearean play.
Well, Shakespeare obviously never owned a four-legged canine.
I guess not.
Can you imagine if he would have been able to incorporate that into all of his stories? Tragedies he would have had to write?
Yes.
It would have been a whole different
Shakespeare. How was your day yesterday?
What did we do yesterday? Yesterday was a pretty quiet day. We got to hang around the house a little bit. I walked around with a baggie of Aspen's deposit, but eventually I got it to the vet, so that was good. Hopefully that comes back okay. So I didn't have that much excitement in my world. Had to go into the station a little bit and do some work yesterday and run a few errands, did the grocery pickup and all of that good stuff, and then just kind of came home and settled in, watched a little TV with Dexter. I let him choose what we were going to watch last night, so I don't even remember what we landed on. He really wanted to watch the latest episode of The Boys. That drops every Thursday. I was not in the right mindset to watch The Boys last night. Sometimes he'll pull out a show and he'll be like, ooh, let's watch. And as much as I love it, you know, you got to kind of be in the right mood to really get into it and enjoy it. And I was not there last night. So I told him we would do that later today, knowing that the weather was going to be kind of gross and we probably weren't going to do a whole lot of stuff other than maybe a quick edition of Puppy School later tonight. So maybe we'll get to The Boys later today. Chances are he's probably already watched it because that's what he does. And so he'll sit down with me later today and watch it, but then he ruins the entire thing as it's happening.
Spoilers.
He can't contain himself. He's so excited. He's always been like that with movies and TV shows, which is funny to me because he's got the same big mouth at 17 as he did at 3 when you're trying to watch a show with him or a movie or something. So, but yeah, that was pretty much the gist of our day. Nothing too exciting. It was pretty mundane, really.
I'm pretty excited that there's a new season of The Bear that just dropped yesterday.
So I
want to see that because I've enjoyed the past couple of seasons of it. What? So Dexter didn't want to watch the presidential debate?
He did not. He was okay with that. He was okay with watching it. And it sounds like maybe a lot of us didn't miss out on too much, according to some of the things I've seen and heard. And so there is that aspect of it. If you watch the presidential debate, you are a far better adult and American citizen than I will ever be. I don't get into the debates. I really, really don't. That's as much as I love politics. I get excited when they roll around because that means political season is kind of ramping up, right? And so that's exciting for me. The debates themselves are not something that I really get into, though, as far as watching them, because they only are allotted so much time. And I understand this one was different. There were different rules based off of, you know, this particular debate versus past ones. But at the same time, it's really just a bunch of people saying things on stage, right? Like that's really truly all it is. And there's a lot of questions being asked at rapid fire pace. And I know that they had their mics cut, but they were still able to talk over one another, even if we weren't privy to what was being said on the stage because the mic was cut, the other one could still hear. And it's hard. Presidential debates are really hard. And really, honestly, in June, what moves the meter at this point? It's kind of early for a presidential debate. And quite honestly, neither candidate has actually accepted the nomination as of yet. So I felt like it was a little preemptive to have a debate in June. But that's just my personal opinion. I know there were some people who are very excited. And again, I got excited because there was a debate rolling around, but not because of so much the actual debate aspect, but because that means political season is going to be in high form very, very soon. And so that makes me a little excited, the political junkie in me. So,
I hear you.
But it doesn't sound like if you didn't watch it, you missed too much. So hopefully you had a better time than both Trump and Biden had on stage last night. So.
It doesn't exactly sound like it was must-see TV.
No. I mean, at one point, the clip I did watch, they were talking about their golf handicap. So that tells you everything you need to know about the presidential debate. So there you go. Recap done. We can move on with life.
Go.
Uh-huh. Oh, my goodness. I mean, I wish that's what I had to sit around and talk about was my handicap at golf. I'm telling you, it'd be really bad. That's all I know. It would be really, really bad and nothing that anybody would want to brag about on a stage. That's for sure. Now, one of the other big things that happened last night was actually the NBA draft, or actually that was a couple nights ago. But some of the big stories are still coming out about the NBA draft. And one of the biggest is the fact that LeBron James' son, Bronny, was actually picked up by the LA Lakers in that draft. And he was the number 55 overall pick in the second round, just 19 years old for Bronny. And it turns out that LeBron gets his wish because he and Bronny are now the first father and son duo to be in the NBA at the same time. Now, Bronny says that he's beyond blessed. And it is worth mentioning at this point that this doesn't guarantee that they're going to actually play together or that Bronny will be on the Lakers roster next season. Oh, come on now. Nepotism at its best. We know Bronny's going to be hanging around. And the only thing LeBron has said for the last few years that he really, really hopes he can do in the NBA before he ends up retiring is play on the same team with his kid. So you don't think somebody in the Lakers organization is going to make that happen? I mean, let's face it, just like our two presidential candidates, LeBron isn't getting any younger either. So, yeah. You know, somebody's probably going to make that happen at some time. But obviously, that's making a lot of headlines right now. Bronny and LeBron on the same team. Yeah. The tie that binds family all the way around, right? At least they don't have to go buy double merch in the LeBron James household.
Well, there's that. Yeah.
They all get to keep sporting the Lakers stuff and support both father and son at the same time. But it is pretty cool that they made a little history with that move, drafting Bronny.
Who was it that we recently read about, celebrity that doesn't like the term Nepo baby?
Oh, most of them don't because they don't want to be called Nepo baby. But if you're talking about, I don't know. I haven't paid
attention.
I
thought I just read something somewhere about somebody.
I'm sure somebody doesn't like it because they probably are one.
They probably are, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, they don't want to be referred to like that. I made my own way in Hollywood, after somebody introduced you to everybody that you possibly know that you would ever work with in life. Yes. Now, I will say this. When it comes to the Nepo babies, they also have to go out and be good at what they do, right? They don't, sometimes you fall into things, but you also have to be good at what you do, especially if you're on a big screen or, you know, under the lights like Bronny's going to be as an LA Laker. Now, one of the other big things that came out yesterday, Finn, I find this fascinating, is a writer for Newsweek basically went off on Taylor Swift and asked the question, is she a good role model? Well, this particular gentleman by the name of John McGillion says that she is not. She is not a good role model. And this was a complete opinion piece. So Swifties, don't come at me. Come at him, please. The piece is called Taylor Swift is Not a Good Role Model. Well, there you go. Simple to the point. I mean, we weren't sugarcoating that one, Finn. Now, here's why he actually feels this way. For starters, he says that she's unmarried and childless at the age of 34. All right. Are we talking to the Kansas City Chiefs kicker again, Harrison Butker? I mean, who cares if she's childless and not married at the age of 34? That doesn't necessarily make her a bad role model or a horrible person, does it?
We don't exactly live in that world anymore.
No, you know what I mean? So yeah. Very, very. Maybe he's auditioning for Harrison Butker's job. I don't know, but it was very strange. Now, if you're not on board with that particular one, obviously understandable, but it's somewhat related to his next point, which is Taylor's, quote, revolving door of relationships. Now, John McGillion goes on to say this. Would any loving parent reading this want their daughter to date 12 different men in the span of just a few years? Then there's the supposed hypocrisy of Taylor's attacks on the patriarchy when she tends to date, quote, strong, influential men, celebrities who embody significant social and economic power. Now, this is getting a little weird, and it kind of seems like maybe he asked her out at one point or maybe gave her a friendship bracelet like Travis Kelce did, and she turned it down or something. I don't know. Like, what did she ever do to you? Seriously. Now, the argument could be made, and some people online have made this, that Travis Kelce has been displaying some serious non-toxic masculinity since he started dating Taylor. And all you have to do is watch him sway and sing at a concert and watch him do the Dumb and Dumber dance on stage and watch her smile.
I'm not exactly sure I want to watch that, but okay.
But you know what I'm saying? It's not exactly the masculine football image that Travis Kelce has been putting out there. Again, that's the argument on social media. The author makes a few other points in this story, like the way she always plays the victim in her breakups and the fact that she makes it seem like, quote, partners can be replaced as easily as toilet paper. And then he says, quote, Taylor's life, meticulously managed by a PR machine, represents a filtered facade rather than genuine reality. What young girls truly need, perhaps without fully recognizing it, are role models who provide both authenticity and actual depth rather than artificial narratives and superficial glamour. Okay, dude, you need to take a breath and step back. Maybe find a different something to listen to on Spotify or something. You know, I mean,
but see, that last one is the only one that I kind of just.
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, she is Taylor Swift. Anybody who gets to her level of fame is going to be run by a PR machine.
Well,
because
definitely.
They
all
want
huge
everything
stars
perfect.
Are,
yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. On the other hand, I would say this. When it comes to her superficial narrative, I mean, all the songs that she writes, whether you agree with her dating life or not, I'm not here to parse that. That's on her. She's a 34-year-old woman. She can make her
own
choices, right?
Mind up, yeah.
I don't have to make those choices for her, and it's nobody's business what she's doing, quite honestly.
Exactly.
But at the same time, I will say that at least the music she writes is her music. I mean, she's not AI-ing this. She doesn't have a bunch of songwriters in the wings. Now, she works with some. Yes, I will concede that. But at the same time, these are her lyrics. These are her thoughts. They're her words. So, sure. Is it superficial? Maybe, because it's always based on breakups and things happening in her life. But at least she's out there actually penning most of her own stuff with the help of other people. So I do always give her credit for that. But are we getting to a point where, as we've talked, there's finally a super saturation of Taylor Swift and the tides are going to turn? I mean, maybe that's what we're starting to see a little bit.
We have been. I mean, ever since what? Have we seen anything even before last week's Dave Grohl bash on her?
Not really, other than maybe some of the younger Swifties a little upset because
she
keeps releasing new versions of Dead Poets and kind of putting other female artists like Olivia Rodrigo and Billie Eilish on the back burner, because obviously Dead Poets is going to take up more room on the charts than their new releases, you know? So there's a few Swifties who have been like, come on, I thought you were a girl's girl kind of thing. But for the most part, concerts are still selling out. As soon as somebody puts a pair of tickets up for a concert that they can't attend with Taylor Swift as part of that Eras tour, they're selling within seconds. So I don't know. I mean, maybe we just wanted something to pick on that isn't looking at two old dudes on a stage battling it out about their golf score right now. And I mean, you know, I don't know.
I mean, to me, this guy definitely sounds like he had an axe to grind for whatever reason. And I'm sure Taylor probably found out about this article. I'm probably in it well in advance of it being released. She's laughing all the way to the bank. Does she really? I mean, I'm sure to a certain extent she does care about whether or not she's regarded as a good role model or not. But first and foremost, I'm sure for her, is just her performances and her music.
Right.
And so the guy definitely sounds like he just wanted to. He had an axe to grind.
Right. Maybe his girlfriend or wife drug him to the Taylor Swift concert when the Kansas City Chiefs were playing a football game. I have no idea. I mean, we have no idea what actually happened. Maybe nobody gave him a friendship bracelet when he was there. I have no idea. But again, it's an opinion piece, and you can check it out in Newsweek if you're so inclined and want to read more, because there's plenty that he has to say. Those were just a few of the highlighted quotes. There was much more that he had to say about Taylor Swift and her role as a role model in this world.
If this is what he has to say about Taylor Swift, can you imagine what he would have to say about somebody like Miley Cyrus or somebody like that? Wow.
Maybe the this is just a dude who needs to get out more. I don't know, but
yeah,
I don't know. Sometimes you have those people too who like to spew opinion pieces all over the place, and yeah. Unfortunately, they don't have much opinion to go on. I don't know what the guy's deal is. I've never heard of this writer either, but he's got some strong opinions, that's for sure. We've got to take a look at the forecast right now. It's going to be a wet one today. Keep the umbrella handy because clouds are going to stick around, and this chance for showers and thunderstorms continues today into tonight. 75 for our high today, down to 67 tonight. The weekend, though, Finn, it is going to be absolutely gorgeous. My nice. Goodness. Lots of sun and 82 tomorrow. Then on Sunday, more sunshine with a high only around 73. So even get to cool things off just a little bit. Right now, it is 58. It's time for your community calendar now, brought to you by Community First Bank.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. All summer long, every Wednesday and Saturday at the downtown Baraboo Farmers Market, local growers, producers, and farmers will be on Oak Street selling their wares from 8 a.m. until 12:30. As always, be sure to give a like to Baraboo Farmers Market on Facebook, and you'll see who's going to be at the farmers market the night before each day. And it's the 2024 Grandstand Bash. Join the Craft and Music Festival to raise money to save the grandstand and help refurbish the grandstands at Columbia County Fairgrounds. $5 will get you entrance into all of the activities, which includes great live music, food vendors, a beer tent. We'll also have a craft and vendor show Saturday from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. and Sunday 9 a.m. until 4. Bouncy houses for the kids, face painting, pedal racing, raffle for gift baskets, 50-50 raffle, and so much more. There'll be a great music festival going on in conjunction with this event both Saturday and Sunday. Visit Save the Grandstand on Facebook for all the details. And the Reedsburg Area United Fund will be hosting a Brat Bash and Dash. This is going to be from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Friday the 28th. $4 for a brat. You can get 6 for $20. Plus, we'll have sodas and potato chips available for $1 each. And again, this event will be supporting the Reedsburg Area United Fund. This will be from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. That's on Friday the 28th. The Brat Bash and Dash. It's going to be at Quillen's Quality Foods there in Reedsburg.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Big deals!
1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
When you take a walk around your neighborhood and notice all the things that make it feel like home, one thing might be a little harder to notice. Because somewhere tucked in that neat row of houses is hunger. Over 30 million Americans don't know where their next meal is coming from. Together, we can provide 1 billion meals by 2030, because everyone should be welcome at the table. Learn more at nourishingneighbors.com. Let's break the cycle of hunger together.
Maximum music.
7:34 right now with George Michael on Max FM.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. I know not everybody has got a body like you. But I gotta think twice before I
I gotta have faith. Ooh, I gotta have faith. Because I gotta have faith, faith, faith.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:37 right now. We hope you are having a great start to your Friday. I mean, hello, it's almost another weekend. We can all get into that, can't we? A little extra coffee this morning, another donut or two. Puts a little pep in your step. That and the fact that, you know, you woke up this morning and it was Friday. Now, if you want to save yourself a whole lot of money and you want to shop local, then we would love for you to check out MaxFMBigDeals.com. Savings in some cases up to 50% off. Now, I'm over in the store right now. I'm going to give you an example of some of the things you're going to find. If you're looking for a great meal out, we've got a two-pack of $10 certificates for Al Ringling Brewing Company. $20 value in case math is hard early in the morning. That's only going to cost you $15 when you shop at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Instant download available on that one as well. We got a few of those over there. You don't wait for us to send you anything with those instant downloads. They're right there on your phone, and you're enjoying a meal out tonight. No cooking on your Friday night. DEZ Tactical Arms also has a certificate if you want to check out their shooting range. This is for 1 hour in that shooting range, a $25 value, $17 at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Again, that's an instant download if you want to go that route as well. And then, of course, we always talk about some of the really great food. You got to check out Tarbenders with Sass over in Reedsburg. Just kind of renovated, did a little revamping of the place. A $25 certificate for you to check out Tarbenders. $17.50 is all you're going to pay right now when you visit MaxFMBigDeals.com. Things for you, things for the home, great food options, some adult beverages, as well as a little entertainment as well. We've really got you covered. New inventory being added all the time. Put a little extra into the wallet going into the weekend, and heck, pick up those instant downloads and be ready to save yourself a whole lot of money. MaxFMBigDeals.com. A detailed look at your weekend forecast coming up, along with a look at sports. Mike Ganger's going to have that for us in just a moment. And don't forget, birthdays and anniversaries, the big weekend list coming up before 8 o'clock. If you're celebrating or know somebody who is, you can text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line. That number, 355-9970.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Brewers are off yesterday. They'll be back at it with a three-game set at home, hosting the Chicago Cubs. Brewers come to this one 48-33 for the season. Cubs are 38-44 for the year. Tonight's going to be Colin Ray getting the go for the crew. Jameson Taillon will be countering for the Cubs. First pitch to start this series will be at 7:10 tonight. NBA draft wrapped up last night. The Bucks had the third pick in round number two. They go with a 6'9", 224-pound forward out of the G League's Ignite team. Tyler Smith is the selection. The small forward was very productive in his minutes in the G League. He averaged 13.7 points and 5.1 rebounds per game in 22 minutes. Just like their selection in the first round, A.J. Johnson, Tyler's also 19 years old. So again, these guys likely won't be making impacts in the immediate future, but will hopefully be a part of the team's long-term plans. The other big story from round number two is the fact that LeBron James will indeed be playing with his son. With the fourth to last pick in the draft, the Lakers selected USC's Bronny James. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today and tonight. Our high today right around 75 with wind out of the south at 15 to 25. Tonight 67, tomorrow sunny 82. On Sunday sunshine, high of 73. If you need help with back taxes, Tax Solutions Now can help. Give them a call today, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 56. 99.7.
With your love, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 7:46 right now. And Finn, I came across this story. I saw it on the news, and then it was in our prep this morning. And it's definitely worth talking about before we get to our birthday list. So in Whitewater, Wisconsin, there is a rescue, a dog rescue, called Albert's Dog Lounge. And I don't know if you've ever heard about it, but they do have some adorable faces right now that are up for adoption. And they recently took in a dog with a serious infection and no fur. And this dog's name is Clyde. Now, his owners loved him, but they just couldn't afford Clyde's medication, unfortunately. And sometimes as a dog owner, that's rough, right? Or any pet owner, though, that's a rough road, because you don't, you know, unless you have the pet insurance and things, you're paying out of pocket for a lot of those costly vet visits. So it gets a little rough, especially if they go through a period where they're not quite as well as they should be, right? Yeah. Well, thankfully, Clyde Guide is doing really awesome now, and it actually inspired a new service over at Albert's Dog Lounge called Clyde's Closet. And the rescue actually put a shed outside, and it keeps it stocked with pet products that anyone can take for free. You just stop by and you grab something out of there if you need it. No questions asked. Nobody's going to come hunt you down afterwards and ask you why you needed it or anything like that. They just want to make sure that if, you know, you're going through a financial struggle and you still want to keep the dog at your home, that you are able to do so, and they're not going to come bothering you afterwards. They just want to make sure that those pets are taken care of. So that's pretty darn cool stuff. And again, that's there in Whitewater, Wisconsin. So Albert's Dog Lounge, they've got some, again, very adorable faces up for adoption. And by the way, we talk about the Sauk County Humane Society here on Max FM quite a bit. And we do our Pets of the Week every Monday morning. They actually have a similar program. Now, it's not, you know, a shed that you just walk up to. But if you're in a position where you might not be able to afford the care of your pet, or there's some sort of short-term need, you need to contact them, because their goal is to make sure that those pets stay in their long-term home, right? And so they've got a few different things that they can do as well to help out. But you need to get a hold of the Humane Society if you're in a situation like that, or maybe you know somebody else who is, because that's the goal. If the pets are happy and they're well taken care of, but let's face it, Finn, we all come up on our struggles every now and then. And it makes it a little hard sometimes. You got to figure things out. And so they're there to offer a helping hand to make sure that those pets stay where they belong. So you can definitely contact the Sauk County Humane Society as well. I mean, you know, it beats, you know, dogs getting poo stuck in their fur on a daily walk, but maybe that's just Theo. Maybe it was just Theo yesterday. It's fine.
Well, he's an interesting dog for sure. Definitely.
He's awesome.
He's got some little quirks, but we love him anyway.
I mean, those flowing locks, they're going to get in the way every now and then. Let's be honest.
Especially when you're trying to take care of business.
Yeah, they're going to definitely get in the way every now and then. But yeah, I thought that was just a really cool thing.
Yeah.
And obviously they're making some headlines right now because of their cute little shed that they have set up.
That's good. And it's a nice positive story for a Friday.
Right?
I like that.
I know. I love it. I love it. I love that, you know, there's so many people out there willing to help out other pet owners and make sure that pets are taken care of. I think that's really, really cool. Now, we do have a big birthday list that we've got to go through this morning. And of course, we're going to start on our celebrity side of things. But before we do that, I want to remind you that if you are celebrating a birthday or an anniversary today or over the weekend, or know somebody who might be celebrating, you can text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. So we're going to start right here on the top of the list. Michael Phelps, the most decorated Olympian of all time. He won a total of 28 Olympic medals, 23 of them are gold. He made an appearance at Capitol Hill this week to talk to one of the committees about the doping scandal that's basically taking over sports. There's been some mixed reports as well. Now, I said that he was going to be doing swimming commentary during the Olympics. There's some sources that after that came out in, you know, People magazine that say that's not actually true. So we'll see. I don't know. I mean, it's okay. Michael Phelps. You would think that he would maybe show up, but I get it. He might be a busy guy too. Somebody's got to keep the man bun though, looking on par. Anyway, Michael Phelps celebrating his 39th birthday this weekend. I love Michael Phelps. He was such an incredible athlete to watch as well. Mm-hmm. The third American Idol, who's gone on to do a lot of Broadway in her career. Fantasia is celebrating her 40th birthday. She was most recently in that new version of The Color Purple that Oprah Winfrey produced. Lizzie Kaplan, who played Virginia Johnson on Masters of Sex. She was also Marlena, in Cloverfield, and Lula May in the Now You See Me movies. She's celebrating her 42nd birthday. Nicole Scherzinger, the shiniest, glitteriest woman in all of Hollywood, and I don't mean her personality. They literally put a ton of glitter on that woman when they dress her up. I'm not sure why. But she was the Pussycat Dolls lead singer. Don'tcha was one of their big hits. She was also Moana's mom and won the 10th season of Dancing with the Stars. She is 46 years old this weekend. Every time she makes an appearance on The Masked Singer, which she does frequently, obviously as a judge, she is all glittered up. They must use so much body glitter on her. It's absolutely insane. She also wears a lot of latex dresses, which do not look comfortable to me in any way, shape, or form. It's basically like having a rubber suit on. You know, like like, that doesn't look comfortable. And then under the hot lights, I got to imagine it's not comfortable after a certain point in time. But she rocks it because she is gorgeous. Elon Musk, Tesla and SpaceX CEO, I don't know, he does something over with the Twitter X, whatever we call it these days, worth $221 billion. That number steadily decreasing because of his purchase of X and some of the things that we found out he hasn't done mostly on the kosher side. Anyway, he is celebrating his 53rd birthday this weekend. Monica Potter, Christina Braverman on Parenthood. Oh, I love her. She's so awesome. Yeah, she's also Lori on Boston Legal, going way back into the TV archives. And she's the poor man's Julia Roberts in movies like Patch Adams Saw and Along Comes a Spider, which I feel is not an accurate way to depict her because as a poor man's Julia Roberts, she is equally talented.
Yeah,
it seems a little rude for basically, you know, the reviewers and movie critics to say, but I love Monica Potter. I think
she's
awesome.
They, on Parenthood, they put her character through so much.
Yeah.
She was just phenomenal on that show.
She was. I love her. Anyway, 53 for her this weekend. Brian Bloom, who is prisoner 01B784, Ronnie Barlog on HBO's Oz. He's celebrating his 54th birthday. Now he's gone on to basically do voices for a lot of different video games. Danielle Brisebois. There we go. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Not too many B's in a lot of
words. It's a tough one.
It is. Yeah. It is. And it's Friday. You got to forgive me. Anyway, she wrote Natasha Bedingfield's Unwritten. She also wrote the Adam Levine song Lost Stars, which Keira Knightley performed in their movie Begin Again. Before her career in music, though, she actually played Archie's niece Stephanie on All in the Family and Archie Bunker's Play, so obviously came in the later seasons. Anyway, Danielle's celebrating her 55th birthday. Ilette Zurer is celebrating a birthday this weekend as well. She is 55 years old. She's Kingpin's wife, Vanessa, on Daredevil. She's also in the Ben-Hur remake. Sorry about that if you happened to watch it. And she helped Tom Hanks locate the missing antimatter in Angels and Demons. Melora Hardin, who is Jan on The Office. Oh, I love Jan on The Office. Anyway, Melora is celebrating her 57th birthday this weekend. Mike Tyson is celebrating as well. He's 58 years old. Maybe he can go bite another ear off and just be kind of wacky and crazy over there by himself. Anyway, Mike Tyson, do we really celebrate him? Okay. Somebody has to. Somebody must at some point.
Robin Givens probably not.
No,
so much.
I was just going to say she's not. She Mike who? Who are you referring to? I was never married to him. That's probably how that goes down.
Yeah.
John Cusack, Joan's younger brother and the star of the unsung comedy classic Better Off Dead. Now, that's a real shame when, you know, folks, we've thrown away a perfectly good white boy like that. One of the lines from the movie, after all. He is 58 years old. It's like a classic line. Sometimes you got to repeat these things.
Yeah.
Mary Stuart Masterson. She went from sweet and innocent roles in Some Kind of Wonderful, one of my favorites, Benny and June, Bed of Roses and Fried Green Tomatoes, to playing FBI Director Hearst on Blindspot. She is also 58 years old this weekend. We have John Elway, Denver Broncos legend, celebrating. Of course, he was the quarterback for quite a few years. They're just hoping to recapture some of that Elway magic at some point in Denver. He is celebrating his 64th birthday this weekend. Vincent D. Onofrio is celebrating a birthday. Kingpin in the MCU, starting with the Daredevil series, because we just talked about that. He was also Private Pyle in Full Metal Jacket, the head of security in Jurassic Park, and Detective Gorin on Law and Order Criminal Intent. He is 65 years old. Maria Conchita Alonso is celebrating a birthday as well. She is Detective Leona Cantrell in Predator 2, and she's Arnold Schwarzenegger's love interest Amber in The Running Man. She is celebrating her 67th birthday. David Alan Greer is celebrating a birthday as well. I love him. I think he's awesome. Yeah. Of course, he was a superstar from In Living Color. He is Karate Man's sidekick, basically is Karate Man, the sidekick to Blank Man and Don No Soul Simmons in Amazon Women on the Moon. I mean, yes, granted, some of his, you know, resume is not stellar, but he's an awesome individual. He is 68 years old this weekend. Colin Hay, who is the lead singer for Men at Work, Down Under, Who Can It Be Now, Overkill, It's a Mistake, he's 71 years old. Believe it or not, Finn, he's actually quite an accomplished solo artist as well. Mm-hmm. 13 solo albums in his career as well. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, he wasn't just the voice of a group. He also had his own hopes and dreams, and must have lived up to some of those. Now, does he perform overseas in Australia, where they're originally from? Okay.
He still performs. Sometimes he tours here in the States. Yeah. Does a lot of Men at Work songs.
Of course. But, yeah. I mean, because in the United States, nobody's heard the solo stuff. Yeah. We only know the three or four Men at Work songs. let's see. We have Don Dokken on the list. Breaking the Chains, Into the Fire, and Dream Warriors, which was the theme song from Nightmare on Elm Street 3. He is celebrating his 71st birthday this weekend. Dan Dierdorf is celebrating as well. He's the former Monday Night Football announcer and offensive lineman for the St. Louis Cardinals. Now he calls Michigan Wolverines games. He is 75 years old. Obviously a little up there in age when we're still calling him the St. Louis Cardinals as well. Now they're down in Arizona and all that. Kathy Bates. Oh, I love her. Oh, my gosh. Kathy Bates is a legend, is she not? Of course, a lot of people know her as the diabolical star of Misery. You talk about movies like Fried Green Tomatoes when we were talking about Mary Stuart Masterson. Kathy Bates is just a legend. She is 76 years old this weekend. Fred Grandy is also celebrating a birthday. Now, most of us will know him as Gopher on the Love Boat. He went on to actually serve four terms in the U.S. House of Representatives. This is a true story, by the way, from 1987 to 1995. He is celebrating his 76th birthday as
well. How much ribbing do you think he got? I mean, switching careers from TV to politics and everybody basically knowing him as Gopher on the Love Boat. Can you imagine? I mean,
all those house meetings and things that they would have.
Trying to be taken seriously.
Now, at the same time, though, if he kept the epic mustache, I mean, how do you pick on a guy with that kind of stash? I don't think that you can, because he was pretty legendary in that respect. I think you leave that guy alone just because he was Gopher on the Love Boat, right? And to me, that puts you at legend status, I kind of think. Yeah. Ian Pace, Hall of Fame drummer and founding member of Deep Purple. He was actually in Whitesnake in the late 1970s, early 1980s, while Purple was broken up. Now, of course, Deep Purple's hits include Hush and Smoke on the Water, which a couple of incredible songs, by the way. Mm-hmm. 76, if I forgot to say it. Dave Knight of Procol Harum. He was the bass player for the group until 1970. The biggest hit was in 1967, A Whiter Shade of Pale. He is 79 years old. Yes, Procol Harum came up always in an oldies playlist. And sometimes it come up in the morning and I was like, nope, that's going to bring us down. We need something else to get upbeat here this morning. Gary Busey is celebrating a birthday, Finn. Oh, boy, Gary Busey. He is 80 years old. Wonder what kind of wild and crazy thing he'll do for his 80th birthday.
He's the mugshot heard around the world.